Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Loud Sandwich Thoughts, recording from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Brianna, and I'm here with Violet, Vicky, Leah, and Celia. We are in 10th grade, and we are students from Seton LaSalle Catholic High School and Oakland Catholic High School. Today, we are going to be discussing a few different questions, and let's start with this one. What is your favorite food? I'll start. My favorite food is pickles. I like the crunch, and I really enjoy like the flavors. Like, you can mix and match different flavors of pickles. Like, you can make sweet pickles, you can make salty pickles. I really enjoy it.
My favorite food is probably ramen because there's different flavors and you can eat them dry.
Hello, my favorite food is pickles too.
Mine would be grilled cheese and also pancakes with chocolate chips.
Okay, my favorite food is probably rice because I feel like I'm like really good at making it, and also you can like have it with a lot of stuff. You can have it for like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Wait, never mind. I changed mine to rice too.
Those are some really good choices, guys. I'm not the best at making rice. Rice is amazing, but I don't know how you do it. Where is the farthest you've ever been from home and what was it like? I'll start. The farthest I've ever been from home was the Dominican Republic. I was on a cruise and I traveled around to different Caribbean islands and like in the Bahamas and things, and it was really fun. It was very tropical. I loved the water and the fish. Like, I got to go snorkeling with fish a couple times and I really liked it. The water was beautiful and I hope to go back sometime soon.
The farthest I've ever been was probably the Bahamas when I was 2. I don't remember much, but I remember visiting family there.
The farthest I've been from home was be Ohio.
The farthest I've been was to Philadelphia.
I have 2 places because I'm not really sure which one is further. So I've been to Panama and I've also been to Vancouver, Canada. And it was like, I'm not sure which one is the furthest, but I'd love to go back to either place because it was like really nice. Although I don't remember much from my Panama trip because I was like 6 years old.
Moving on to our next question. In your opinion, what is the best form of entertainment? And explain. I would probably say either my phone or my laptop because I can do multiple things on there. I can access the internet and like entertain myself that way. I can play like games and like, especially my phone, I can take it anywhere with me and it's like not heavy and it's like not bulky. It's always there with me and I can watch YouTube, Netflix. Like, I can always, always, always be entertained no matter where I am or like what I'm doing.
I will probably have to agree with you because I love carrying my phone around.
Yeah, the phone.
Okay, mine would be my sister because she just entertains me so much. Like, honestly. But, like, it's entertainment. Like, what do you use? Yeah, and she's just there. And so she, like, distracts me from my phone. I don't want to be attached to it a lot.
Okay, my favorite form of entertainment is probably my phone, too, because, like, you can, like, have it with you all the time. And also, just, like, there's so much stuff to do, like TikTok, Netflix, YouTube, Spotify. I love Spotify. And you just like, I mean, I get bored sometimes, but other than that, it's like really, I don't know. I love my phone.
All right. Great answers, ladies. Moving on. If you had to pick a song to be the soundtrack of your life, what song would you pick and why? Personally, I would pick The Pursuit of Happiness. I forget who it's by at the moment, but I don't know. It's just like the feeling of like the song, like the beat and everything. It makes me feel happy, but it also reminds me of summer because usually in the summer, the vibes are happy, it's warm, and it's just really nice. And I would probably listen to that song a million times, as I do every day.
The song I would probably pick is Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish because it reminds me of friendship during the summer and hanging out with your friends.
I think it would have been Got That Only by MJ Chris. It's really good. It's giving summer vibes. It's so tea.
I don't really have a song. I think for like the singer, it would be Lana Del Rey because her music is so calming. I would listen to that on repeat. Like, it's just so good.
Okay, I actually haven't thought about this one. I was looking right now. Like, there's so many songs that I could like pick for like, I could have like a daily song, any genre except country or reggae music. I don't like reggae music. I hate country music. Okay, the song for my soundtrack would be Chantaje by Shakira Feet. What's his name? Maluma?
Yeah.
That is my favorite song of all time, and I thank Celia for introducing me to it because it is just so amazing. Like, I could listen to it for the rest of my life, and I just remembered it. Like, I forgot about it, but then I listened to it again. It's just so amazing. It kind of makes me cry, low-key. It's so good. So good.
Okay, here's another topic. What is the most important lesson you've learned so far in your life? The most important lesson that I've learned was watch what you post on social media. I used to go to a public school, and I would see it all the time. There would be drama everywhere, and it was always over social media. And be careful of what you post, because it will get back to you. I've had that happen to multiple of my friends, and there has been very serious consequences. So that is like one of the most important lessons that I have ever learned.
I don't think I would count it as a lesson, but I've always been told never to be afraid to ask for help, because I'm always afraid to ask for help in certain situations. So I feel like that's very important.
You should always be yourself, because you should.
I think for me, it would be your body language, or watch what you like say, because that could hurt other people's feelings.
Okay, the most important lesson I've learned is probably to set up boundaries, because some people can like get like into your space, do you know what I mean? And just kind of like be, yeah, pushy, because like, oh yeah, invasive, and it's just kind of like annoying. And I think it's like a good thing to like have, and my mom told me to have this too, so I'm gonna listen to her.
All right. Tell us about your favorite article of clothing, and what is it and why do I like it so much? I would probably say a hoodie, because I'm, no matter how hot or how cold, I'm always wearing a hoodie. And it's just like, sometimes I like them oversized, sometimes I like them fitted to me. Like, it depends on how comfy I want to be. Like, I mean, I'm always going to be comfy, and it's kind of like a hug. Like, it feels like a hug all the time. And I like never leave the house without a hoodie. So that is like my favorite. And it keeps me warm in the winter.
I have to agree with you there. I love extra large hoodies.
For me, it would have been sweatpants, because I feel like sweatpants, you can wear it anytime, anywhere. Like, it doesn't matter. Sweatpants is so tee. I love it.
For me, it would be flared jeans. I just think that makes me look so good. Like, my hips look good, my butt looks good. So good. Like, I love them.
Okay, mine would also probably be hoodies or sweatshirts, because like you can wear them with anything, like literally any piece of clothing, like leggings, jeans. And I love wearing them with sweatpants, because it's just like, it's so comfy. You can like literally wear it any time of the year, and it's just really nice. Mm-hmm. It's really comfortable.
Yeah, plus like sweatshirts are like really cute, and you can customize them like no matter how, so I like them. What are three things you would want to have with you if you were stranded on a desert island? I was on a desert island, I would probably make sure that I had water, some kind of first aid kit, and maybe like a tent or something, because I mean, hopefully I could find like sticks or something like along the way that like I can make a fire. But like if I had a tent, I know like I could be sheltered from the hot sun, or like if it gets cold at night, I have like a little place to stay and keep warm. So like there's like many things that can go into that, like obviously like a first aid kit in case like I get hurt, like I can get a band-aid, slap it on if that's gonna do anything. And then definitely water, because, like, you need water.
I would probably have water, a tent, definitely, and then probably some food.
For me, the first thing will be lip gloss. Second thing, I think it would have been perfume, but because I need to smell good, like, when I get saved. Like, I need to smell good. For the people.
Girl, what people?
Someone's gonna save me, okay? And then, actually, no. Scratch perfume. Food and water. I need food.
For me, it would be a tent and blankets, you know, towels, anything like that. And then food.
First, I think I would bring a pocket knife, because they have, like, a bunch of, like, different things in them, like, all in one, like, thing. And then I'd bring a water filter, because if we're on a deserted island, there's probably like an ocean nearby, and I could just filter the water. And then I'd probably bring like a tent or something, so I can sleep and not die. I wouldn't bring like my phone or anything, because you can't use it, even though I would love to, but you can't.
What is your favorite smell and why? So mine would have to be vanilla, or like some kind of like vanilla cherry. Like, I really like that fresh, fruity, sweet smell, but I also love the smell of like the vanilla, like the warmness to it, and like also the sweetness to it. Like, I'm a very, like, caramely, cherry, vanilla kind of person. And it's, like, my favorite ever. Like, I could bathe in vanilla for the rest of my life. Vanilla and caramel and cherry are the main three smells that I could, like, bathe in for the rest of my life.
I like the scent lavender because it calms me down when I'm stressed and overwhelmed.
Mine will be the Miss Dior perfume. It's so tea. I love it.
For me, it would be vanilla as well. It's just, it smells so good. And anything like floral scented, you know?
Okay, mine is kind of weird, but just for like a scent or like a smell, I really like the smell of like a new car because it just smells like fresh and it's like new. Oh, gas is nice. But if like perfume or something, there's this really good perfume I have from Bath & Body Works. It's like called Delilah. Anyways, it smells like a lychee, if you know what that is. And it's so good. I want to eat it. Oh my god, wait, sorry, I know only one, but also Tree Hut. I could literally eat Tree Hut scrubs.
Another one for me would be my basement. Okay, that may sound weird, but my basement, it's just like there's a scent to it and I don't know what. It just smells good. Okay.
Okay, I'd like to add like another, like a perfume that I wear constantly. It's the Jimmy Choo Fever and it smells so good. Like, it is insane on how good it smells. And then moving on to our last and final question. What is your opinion on Labubus? Are they cute? Do you think they're funny? Or do you think they're stupid? In my personal opinion, I think they're stupid. I mean, I just don't understand them. Like, yeah, they're cute by themselves, but like on things, I just think they're stupid. I mean, it looks like it wants to bite your feet. Like, it's just unpractical. And it's like disgustingly expensive for a piece of fur and a piece of plastic that's not even painted on right. And I mean, I know that there's like a lot of off brands like LaFoufous. There's no reason, man. Just no reason at all. I think it's the dumbest trend that I have ever seen in my life.
I don't like Labubus at all. They don't appeal me. I don't like the style. I don't like their faces. They creep me out. I don't want one in my room.
It's a no for me. I don't understand the hype. Like, it's the dumbest trend and they just look scary. And also, my baby brother started crying when he saw one. I know for a fact that he got scared. It looks like they're trying to bite your feet.
Or your ass. No, because like Brianna said, it looks like they could just like wake up
right
and get you. And I don't want that. Also, like for a box of like six or something, that's like almost $300.
Right.
And like it's not cute.
Okay, I literally hate Labubus so much. Like, they are my least favorite thing ever. They are so ugly, and they're so annoying. And I hate that stupid song that's on TikTok that goes like, Labubu, Labu Lab. It is so annoying. I literally want to stab myself every time I hear it. And I know that might be a lot, but it's just so annoying. And I don't get it, because it's just like, there's like a word for like when you buy stuff that's like trending all the time. Yeah, and I just hate it so much. And I much prefer like Sony Angels, Smisky, Sanrio, Chikawa. I love Chikawa. But Labubus, they're so ugly and they're so expensive for no reason. And I hate the Pop Mart things and I hate the song so much. Oh my God, I'm going to cry thinking about it because it just makes me so mad.
All right, well, if Labubus are really ugly, have you ever seen Fugglers? The Fugglers, like the ugly stuffed animals with like the teeth and things?
Oh wait, I think I have.
They're so ugly.
And also with Labubus, I feel like the Dubai chocolate is also a thing. And now they have Labubu Dubai chocolate. And it just makes me so mad because it's just so weird. I literally saw the other day, it was like a Labubu with like Dubai chocolate in it. And it's just so weird. It's literally, overconsumption? Consumption? I think that's the word. But it's just so annoying. I cannot express my hate for it.
All right. Well, looks like we're out of time, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This is Brianna, Violet, Vicky, Leah, and Celia. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.